Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Välkomna till podcasten Teach Me Sweden. Det här är en humorhistoriepodcast där två komiker försöker lära varandra svensk historia. Det ena på grund av dess ursprung Amerika och den andra för att han inte var uppmärksam i skolan. Jag heter Erik Broström.
And I'm Jonathan Rawls. And in this episode I'll be teaching Eric about a shipwreck that is not Vasa.
Ja, då vet jag. Det är säkert Estonia.
Stay tuned. Learn more about losing a lot of fucking money as a king.
Oh, inte Estonia.
What's up, man?
Det är bra.
You're here.
Jag är här och du är här.
I'm here. I'm going to teach you something.
Va? Historia?
Sweden.
Ah.
I'm teaching you Sweden.
Igen?
What's up?
Det är bra.
It's our second one of the year.
Mm.
And it's going to be a fun one, I think. I learned a lot on this. I'm glad
that I did it. Väldigt uppspelt. Det här ska bli spännande.
Should I go right into it?
Oh, shit. Dive.
First off, I want to thank Lena for this suggestion.
Shout out
to Lena.
Mm.
I really appreciate it. Thank you.
Is it with an I or an E?
They are all the same in Swedish.
Yeah, it's Lena or Lena.
No, I'm just saying that I, E, and Y are all the same fucking letter in your language.
Okay, yeah, okay.
Because when they're like, is it E or E or E? And I'm like, what the fuck? You just said the same thing three times.
Is it E? E or E? But you can say E. That's
we
fucking amazing.
We say I, E,
yeah.
Y.
Yeah.
It's like it's so much friendlier to the human ear.
Men vi är en av de få länderna som har Y. Men du sa det precis. Du har jätte...
Y.
Nej.
Y.
Nej, okej då.
Y.
Du, ja, du hade det. Du hade det. Y. Men du tappade det.
I got through my lips like this.
E. Yeah.
Y.
Yeah, yeah. E.
That's one of the toughest things in Swedish. That and, well, the toughest is N, et. Don't get me started. Those of you interested, I wrote a blog about the Swedish language.
About N och ett?
Everything.
Yeah.
Why it's so hard.
Yeah.
And what I learned and what I still don't know.
Mm-hmm.
It's on my old blog, Expat John Takes on the World, .. Well, Sweden.
So, yeah.
That was my blog before I started comedy and podcasting. Anyway, one of the first attractions that I learned about when I came to Sweden is the Vasa Museum.
Oh, is this Vasa Museet? Ooh.
There you can go and see, for those of you that don't know, an actual beautiful warship that sunk on its maiden voyage, but was kept intact by the unique mixture of the salt and fresh water that it sunk in. You know,
yeah, det är bräckt vatten, you know, yeah.
We get to walk around and experience this ship from 1628 as if we are there.
Mm.
It's fun now, but back then, the Vasa train wreck was a source of embarrassment for Sweden.
Yeah.
It was on the minds of the Swedish Navy when they built future warships. Sweden was still an empire and needed the Vasa debacle to be a blip in an otherwise powerful military landscape. They reflected on the tragedy, and they even had an official inquiry on the Vasa.
Oh, really?
Brick. Yeah.
Yeah.
And ultimately, not surprisingly, no one was held individually responsible.
No. Vi gjorde det tillsammans, hörni.
Yes. Sweden worked hard from 1628 on to get back to being viewed as a strong empire. By 1660, Sweden was peaking as a European military power.
Nice.
They had a strong navy,
yeah,
an ambitious king, and Carl X,
oof,
Gustav. Just a couple years before, they had gone into Denmark and tried to take over for once and for all. That seemed like they kept trying to do that. But many other countries thought, nah, that's a little bit too much. Sweden can't control the entire Baltic Sea.
Yeah.
England and the Netherlands back to Denmark so that Carl the X Gustav wouldn't take over completely.
Mm-hmm.
But Sweden got Blekinge.
Yeah.
Hallunda. Is it Hallunda?
Yeah, yeah. Hallunda.
Hallunda.
Yeah.
And Skåne through a treaty. So that was a plus.
Who the fuck wants Hallunda? Sorry. Sorry. Sorry.
Somebody from Hallunda listens.
Oh, sorry. I didn't mean to go. Jag var inte meningen att attackera Hallunda. Det var bara lätt kul.
De like, no, take it, take it.
Ni vet, Hallunda är annorlunda. Vi vill inte ha det. Men det här måste ju vara imperiet som Karl den 12:e fuckade upp med kalabaliken i Bender. Eller
probably,
hur?
Yeah, probably, yeah. Yeah.
För det är ju inte Karl den 10:e, Karl den 12:e. Alltså,
yeah, it's getting there.
It's getting there.
But Sweden also had land in the Baltics.
Okay.
And all of Finland.
Mm-hmm.
And Pomerania.
Mm-hmm.
Which is where they make those dogs. So,
I thought about it, but I didn't do it.
So they were the big dogs in the Baltics for
real. Yeah, awesome.
The 1650s brought about a different type of warfare on the sea.
Okay.
Whereas the earlier days saw ships squaring off against one another, or a small fleet versus small fleet. It was kind of like mano a mano on the water.
Yeah.
And they wanted to surround, overtake a ship, overwhelm the enemy, and then that's how you win. Now, fleets started forming lines and trying to outgun and sink enemy ships until they surrender.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So they started making a line instead of like, one-on-one, like, oh, we took them down. Oh, like
det ska ta sån jävla lång tid att fatta.
And then to form a line and then like hold the line and like move forward.
Det kan vara knepigt.
A little bit,
men betyder det att de måste börja bygga kanoner rakt fram istället för på sidan då? Svara på frågan, Jonathan.
No, the way I envision it is you make the line and then the cannons are on the side.
Oh, so they go up and then
like,
they
don't line like horses. But
okay. Because
like,
I thought they were charging at the same time.
Maybe.
I don't know.
From what I saw in pictures, they kept the cannons on the side.
Okay.
But this meant it was important to build bigger and badder ships instead of, like, faster and, like, more versatile. They just wanted to go for the firepower. That was the thing then, because they're fighting on the water.
Mm-hmm.
The beginning of the 1660s marked the time when Sweden's naval fleet needed an upgrade. Even the flagship had become old.
Mm-hmm.
They had that flagship, the big one that's, like, the one, the imposing ship, was 1632. Was when that one was built.
Wait, 30 years ago.
This is back then too, when they aged like milk. In 1664, King Carl the 11th.
Yes, tick tock, getting there.
Authorized the Swedish Navy to build a super warship that would be the new naval flagship.
Okay, det låter som en någonting en kung skulle säga.
Yeah.
Nu vill jag ett superskepp. Ett superkrigsskepp vill jag ha.
Could you take the ship Clark Kent? We have Clark Kent here. Take the glasses off. Let's see what happens to that ship. But this thing was going to be big and bad.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll be able to lead the Navy in this new style of fighting when they're doing the line.
Klart det är super.
Thanks to its incredible firepower.
Yeah.
On the planet of Krypton. Anyway, so they did what you do in those days. They find an Englishman,
mm-hmm.
Francis Sheldon.
Mm-hmm.
He was known for planning great warships at the time.
Okay.
And he was chosen to design and plan the construction of this royal beast to be called Kronan.
Kronan, okay, yeah.
And that was the name of the old warship too. So this was the new and improved Kronan. Kronan the Adventurer.
Ingen jävla fantasi. Vad ska den heta?
It's named after Arnold Schwarzenegger's first big movie.
No, that's Conan.
Oh, my bad.
So close.
Okay, well, it's named after the red-headed comedian that has a lady.
No, same thing. Också Conan, tyvärr.
Oh, okay, my bad. It's named after the Robert De Niro movie about chasing people in the cars.
No, that's Ronan.
Oh, my bad. I can't think of any more to rhyme.
No, right. it's based on that cow that eats the Indian bread. No, that's Kunan.
I What a stretch.
Yeah.
So Sheldon, Francis Sheldon, designed what would be at the time one of the largest three ships in the world.
Okay.
It was going to have 126 guns on it.
Mm-hmm.
Because why not?
Är det mycket?
Yeah.
Ja.
It's,
jag antar det, men jag vet ju inte hur mycket de gamla har. Men jag antar att 126, det låter jävligt mycket.
It's a lot of guns. And there were going to be three gun decks with 34. You got to do it in an American truck commercial. Yeah. Three gun decks with 34 to 36 guns on battery decks and 18 on the upper decks as well as then the bow and quarterbacks.
And an 8-ounce steak.
They're going to have cannonballs as heavy as 15 kilograms and cannons as heavy as 4 tons with a hemi. That's the commercial back then. You gotta get you a, you on a ship. You on a warship.
Men det är bara någon som läste och läste det, rolled paper.
And then the gun deck is gonna stretch about 5 foot and feet. I'm gonna have 5 pounds destroy the motherfucking boom, boom. Room, room.
På torget.
They're like, we need some make the sounds of an angry ship. Whoosh, whoosh, whoosh.
Stor bredvid. Skvätter vatten. It's a 4D experience. Folk bara går förbi. Precis som nu, man ignorerar all reklam. Man bara står och skriker för sig själva.
That's commercials back then too. Hear ye, hear ye. Interrupt the play. Do you have an itch? We will now have a commercial break in the middle of the play.
Have the trouble with itching backs? Try the stick.
Thine back itcheth.
For a vague amount of coins.
All right, so these are the numbers from the plan that he drew up, that I said, the 15 kilograms, the 4-ton cannons and all this stuff.
Yeah.
And it could be overblown. It could be exaggerated.
Okay, it could be, okay.
Could be because maybe it was to scare off countries or whatever, but this is what the plan was.
De byggde en myt kring skeppet.
Maybe.
Okay.
Because this is the 1600s, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
The ship was going to have muskets, pistols, swords and axes. This was like a fucking warship.
Yeah. Right?
They were ready for whatever, and they planned to have the war chest on board. The money.
Yeah.
But since it was the flagship.
Yeah.
The building of Cronan dragged on a bit for a few speculated reasons.
Yeah.
Some said Sheldon was distracted with other projects. He said, but I'm making my... I can't do this. You know, I got this this other ship that I'm working on, you know.
Dåligt attention span.
Yeah. They say he was distracted, but some blame the Swedish money was drying up. Because they just came off of war. They keep having these wars.
It's
draining them. Sheldon blamed the government delay.
Okay.
And the money shortage. And they had already cut the timber for it, though. Mm-hmm. They used 7 to 10 hectares of... oak tree forest of 100-year-old trees just for the hull and the mines for the mast.
Shit. That's some fat trees.
Construction crept along until finally, after almost 3 years,
herregud,
Cronan was complete.
Oh.
On July 31st, 1668. So they took her out for a test ride and they realized that the pile bed... I don't know much about boats, but there's a place called the Pile Bed, and it was too small.
Where is it?
It's like the front. I think it's the front of the boat.
Okay.
But it was too small, and a part called the keel broke off into the water.
Okay.
And frustration started growing with the military leadership. They're like, you built this boat, and now it's fucked up. It's not working.
Yeah.
So now they're at odds with Sheldon.
No, it's a submarine. It's supposed to do that.
We have this new way of fighting. You didn't see the commercial during the play? I never watch commercials. The ship wasn't going to be, it turned out to not be officially complete now.
Okay.
Because he had to go back. Oh, he also blamed the wood dried too long. He's like, but it was out too long, you know, the wood, and it got too dry. So then that's why it broke off so easily, you know. Uh-huh. You got to keep your wood moist. It sounded like bullshit.
Yeah.
Was the wood moist?
You have to moist that wood every day.
You got to moisten the wood. I thought I told y'all. No.
Det låter väldigt snuskigt.
Yeah. Moisten the wood.
Det låter 1600-tals porfin.
Are you speaking of masturbation? Yes.
Moist the wood. The right, royal wood.
So they officially completed the ship, the Kronan, on December of 1672.
Okay. Det är lite senare, ja.
Yeah. And they started in 64, I believe.
Yeah.
So that's almost 10 years.
Yeah.
The first use of the ship was going to be to celebrate King Carl the 11th.
Nej. Uh-huh.
Just have a little party.
Nej. Okay.
With the ship being so big, it was able to have a very large crew. Mm-hmm. Not only military members were going to live there. Sometimes they would like have people that weren't even, they're just hanging out. It turned into like, they said civilians arrived from time to time.
That's, yeah. Det låter inte säkert.
Yeah, and they said it was, they had different classes of people too that were able to ride. So the lower class could get, but you know, they'll be down on the bottom deck or whatever.
Tyskarna kommer dit. I am a Swedish tourist. I would very much like to see the inside of the crown.
He looks Danish, this guy. Women were able to travel on it sometimes.
Okay.
It's kind of a rarity.
Mm-hmm. Progressive.
Until they went out past the archipelago, because that means, you know, soldiers only, baby.
Och då slängde de av alla civila.
No, we're going to stop over here, everybody. We're going to be stopping here. Everybody get off on that rock. Get off on a rock and wait for somebody. Thank you for riding Krona.
Tax-free in nu stängd.
The distance between the boat and the shore is 15 meters. Watch your step.
And good luck.
Mind the gap. but it was strictly worship when it went out past the archipelago, of course. Mm. So there were, of course, fancy and prestigious ornaments throughout the ship's design,
mm-hmm.
because it needed to be fit for royalty.
Yeah.
Paintings, sculptures could all be enjoyed by passengers. But it was still a flagship in a naval fleet.
Mm-hmm.
She was for war.
Oh, yeah.
Sweden had lost the Battle of Fehrbelin, which we might talk about some other time.
Fehrbelin.
Mm-hmm. Fehrbelin, I think that's how you say it. Fehrbelin, maybe.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
In 1675, and the fleet was needed to rescue the Swedish possessions in Pomerania. Arf, arf.
Mm.
Yeah. The Swedish fleet was large with several large ships. They had the Sword, the Apple, and the Key. And it was about 1,400 tons. And then the enormous Kronan, of course. So they had a close to 28 large and medium ships of their line, mm-hmm. and almost as many smaller warships. So they got a fleet.
Yeah.
But they didn't have that many supplies, probably because they spent all this money on ammunition. And there weren't that many experienced senior officers because they built the fleet so fast.
Okay.
They don't have as many good people.
But to navigate. Was a stoot. Okay.
So they built up this navy, but they don't have the manpower to run a navy properly.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
The Danes mockingly described the Swedish crew as farmers dipped in salt water. I don't know how to do a Danish accent, but that's funny. That's funny.
That's funny.
Får du se det här för de idioterna? Det kan ju sälja för 5 år.
So the fleet went to sea under their general, I mean their admiral in the Navy, Otto Stenbach, in the autumn 1675. They didn't get further than Karlsruhe outside of Gotland. The weather was unusually bad, low temperatures, strong winds, and the ships were difficult to get warm. The crew was poorly dressed.
Yeah.
Of course.
Of course they were idiots.
And a lot of them got sick.
Uh-huh.
There were some of them took vab days. No, I'm just kidding.
Jag visste inte att man inte kunde dricka havsvattnet. Det är ju vatten.
They started running out of food.
Mm-hmm.
And then Cronin lost the bow anchor.
Men vad fan?
So Stenbock was like, we got to go back to Dalarö. And they did, they failed on this rescue mission to rescue Pomeranians. So King Carl was like, yo, what the fuck?
Operation Ball Catcher.
King Carl was mad about this.
Yeah.
He's like, I sent you over there to do something. Y'all couldn't figure this out. And he held Stenbock personally responsible for the failure.
Mm.
And then he got, oh, damn. I forgot to translate the amount of money this is, but I know a later amount of money.
Okay.
It's a lot of fucking money. The king got a personal bill of 100,000 silver coins.
Yeah, which is a
this
lot.
This is roughly, it's more, it's definitely more than 1 billion crowns.
Oh my God.
Today.
Yeah.
So the king gets a fucked up ship, a messed up ship, no rescue, and 1 billion crowns.
Oh my God.
So he fired Stenbock.
Det är en mild reaktion tycker jag ändå.
Yeah, I'm surprised he didn't get beheaded.
Yeah.
And then the situation in Pomerania worsened during the winter. The fleet, along with Cronin, was ordered out to sea in a desperate attempt to rescue Swedish forces in the northern German areas. But the winter was cold and harsh, and the ice caps were in the Baltic Sea. And
and the wood was now too moist.
And they got a new captain, a new admiral, Klaus Uggla.
Klaus Uggla?
Yes.
Var det så att han mådde illa? Jätteilla?
I know that reference. It was just him and his far.
De sjöng varje dag på båten. De var sjösjuka.
Illa,
jag mår illa när jag seglar här med Kronan och Pernilla. För ingen vet hur man kan slänga ankaret i vattnet. Usch vad jag mår illa. Jag mår illa. Inga tjejer här, det är man massa killar. Okej, okay, förlåt.
Oh, you start getting the flow there. All right, so they got trapped by ice.
Yeah.
Then they used some local farmers to saw their way through the ice to get out of there.
Oh.
And so it was another failed mission, basically. Yeah, so Corona's not having a good go at it.
No, for sure.
So then they had the Danes. They finally got to where they were trying to get to attack the Danes. That was the reason they were going there, to go attack Denmark. But the Danes were already gone because they took so long. They had to saw through the ice and all that shit.
Yeah.
So take so long. And they had started sailing towards a place called Bornholm to join a smaller Danish-Dutch force. So the Danes are getting reinforcements.
Mm.
And they started going between Skåne and a place called Rügen so that they could stop the Swedes from getting to Pomerania.
Oh, yeah.
So on in May, the two fleets collided. It's time to go at it.
Oh, yeah.
And despite the fact that the Swedes had more numbers, bigger army, navy, bigger navy, they didn't inflict any losses on the enemy.
Men då, ingen kunde segla och skeppet var ju kraftigt ofuktigt. Det är klart att det inte går bra.
They still got guns.
Ja, men... idioter.
And they lost 2 vessels.
Yeah.
So the battles showed a serious lack of coordination and a lack of trust to the general admiral Lawrence Krutz. And
who was he? I thought Uggla was the... Oh, he's just the captain. Yeah.
Yeah. So Krutz was the guy they put in charge. He was a military officer only because he was a noble.
Oh. And also, what's his
name?
So
he was in the military, and so he's like a noble. Mm-hmm. And they were like, well, you got to be in charge.
Yeah. And also, is his name kind of like gunpowder? Krutz?
Yes. But he was not qualified to lead a naval fleet.
No.
And the other officers who had been passed over by Krutz, because he was a noble, they knew that he wasn't capable of doing his job. So nobody respected him.
Nah. Fuck.
So after the clash, they anchored at Trelleborg, where Kung Karl was there, man.
Yeah.
He's like, yo, what's up with Pomerania? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Y'all got me? Y'all got my stuff? And he said, all right, now you got to go get Gotland back. You fucked up. So now you got to go back. So they left the next day. The Danish fleet made contact, and they started coming after the Swedish force.
Mm-hmm.
And now they had all of their reinforcements and everything. And a Dutchman named Cornelis van Tromp.
Cornelis van Tromp?
Yes, yes. The Swedes are in trouble. I'm coming for you. You think you're a noble. I have a family name.
Let me tell you something about my experiences in Sweden. I'm probably the best one. I can do it. I'm very good. I'm going to tell you something. The Danish people, they don't know what's coming. I'm going to give it to them. They're going to regret it so bad.
No, he is Danish.
What?
He is
Danish. Oh, he's the Danish. Oh.
He's the one coming after the Swedes.
Well, he's Trump, so he's not smart.
Despite the name, he happened to be one of the most skilled naval tacticians of the time.
Oh, my God. So he's not Trump.
No. And he had been recruited by them for stuff like this.
För att fuck up med Sverige.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So they start following north, and then they got to the tip of Öland. The Swedes formed a line, which is the new way.
Yeah.
They tried to get ahead of Trump's force and lie down between them and land to get shelter from the wind, and that'll give them a better starting position so that they can do this line battle.
Uh-huh.
And then the Dutch and Danish ships have this expert tacticianer, and they were able to sail higher into the wind, and they keyed in, and then the strong winds started getting to the Swedes, and they got this big-ass corona in there, too. So the strong wind is hard on the rigging of a lot of the Swedish ships,
yeah,
and it starts blowing stuff off, like equipment off, making it difficult to hold the line together.
Yeah.
And then in the morning, they approach each other, and they're getting closer and closer to firing range, but the Danes are coming like this, and the Swedes are like,
yeah,
like they're out of sorts.
What is seglet?
So at noon, but they still got this big ass ship with all of these guns and all
yeah,
this stuff.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
they're ready.
Yeah.
So at noon on the day northeast of the village called Husterstad, the Swedish Navy carried out something that the military historian Ingvar Sjöblom described as a much discussed maneuver.
Okay.
So we'll never do it again.
Mm. Men den har diskuterats.
So due to misunderstandings and poorly coordinated signaling, the Swedish forces, they wanted to turn and engage the enemy, but they had said, we're going to engage when we get there,
uh-huh,
to this point. So they had a point that they're going to get to, but this guy, this noble, is like, no, but we can get them now. I see it. We got a spot. Turn around. But everybody, so they're signaling wrong to each other, doing some new shit. He's probably like throwing up gang signs. Who knows? So they try to do a hasty turnaround.
Yeah.
Which is a risky undertaking in rough weather. And you have to be carefully prepared before you do something like that.
Uh-huh.
Especially with this gigantic boat with open gun doors.
Right. Oh, nay.
The Crown, which was known for being somewhat unstable, veered starboard, which means to...
Right, yeah.
Okay. But had too many sails hoisted.
Yeah, so the wind caught it.
Yep. And it heeled so severely that she started taking in water through the open gun ports.
On the starboard on the starboard side, yeah.
And there was someone who had reflected, when they built this boat, had reflected on all of these investigations they did into the Vasa thing. And were like, if they would have closed the gun ports, then Vasa wouldn't have taken on water so fast.
Yeah.
So, but they still never closed these gun ports. because they were ready to fight on this one.
So the, okay, men var de stängbara eller var det bara att de...
Yeah, they you
can de close, gick att stänga. They,
ja. It's possible to close the gun
yeah,
ports,
yeah.
But they did not do that because they're ready to fight.
Oh, okay.
Mm. And they're not prepared for this turn.
Nej.
Because he did it like that
yeah.
On a dime without everybody else. So he's turning alone.
Yeah. Och bara, vi svänger. Okej, okay, jag ska bara stänga.
It's like, but what about the other 50 fucking ships that have your back?
Pucko.
So they started taking water into mm-hmm. the gun ports.
Mm-hmm.
They failed to right the ship, and therefore it lay on its side with the mast in a horizontal position.
Oh, my God.
There's a lot of ammunition on the ship.
Yeah.
And they were, like, lighting all of the cabins with candles, with like old lanterns or whatever.
Okay, yeah. Oh so, my God.
So it's believed that a lantern is what fell.
Yeah.
But something fell and hit all this fucking gunpowder. The fucking Corona exploded in the water, blowing sailors into the air.
The
ship basically blew in half. Like, it exploded, like, a large explosion. There's a painting of it. Somebody made a painting of, like, how insane of an explosion this was.
Det var alla andra skeppen bara, okej, snart svänger vi. Var det Kruts? han är inte här längre.
The remaining section of the ship rose up with the severed section down, and then it sank rapidly, port side down. Just
Jesus.
So when it hit the bottom, a large crack ripped open along the ship, and it further tore apart the structure.
Yeah.
The I mentioned the it was, since the ship was so big,
mm-hmm.
there were.
It could be seen exploding from space.
There were a tenth of Sweden's navy was on.
Nej. Oh.
They found remains of some people, and they found unhealed cuts in skulls, like
oof,
yeah, and vertebrae.
Where?
Backbones?
Oh yeah.
The spine?
Yeah.
Ribs, unhealed cuts in ribs.
Wow.
And other parts of the body. Every 10th humerus, which is this bone. This and almost every 5th femur shows signs of traumatic violence with sharp objects.
Så man kan gott säga att alla sprängdes i luften, typ.
Basically.
Uh-huh. Jesus. Herregud.
And then the sword was near them, the other ship, mm-hmm. and that went down as well.
I explosionen?
Basically, yeah.
För att det var så mycket som flög.
Just, yeah. 800 men died in the wreckage on Kronan. 40 survived.
Huh.
One guy, who's my favorite person in the story, Major Anders Sparfelt,
mm-hmm.
was thrown over 2 ships by the explosion.
Well, I can see my house from here.
And landed in a 3rd ship's sail.
Nah.
It's like Jackass.
Oh my God.
Imagine that at a bar.
Man, who could not have
no major injuries.
Hur? För han flög ju iväg av explosionen.
Yeah, but maybe the explosion is what made him fly, but it's not like shrapnel hit him.
Yeah.
So he just probably got thrown just because of the ship blowing up. I don't know.
Han kanske hade lite moist wood som han kunde skydda sig med.
Thank you! Well, I forget what the guy's name was. The moist wood. I forget his name.
Yeah.
The Englishman.
Yeah.
But Admiral Kruts, he wasn't so lucky. Or Kruts. They found his body with wounds and or parts of his body, and they buried him, his remains in Finland.
Yeah, why Finland? I don't want that shit.
He was part Finnish.
Okay, he was part Finnish.
Oh, well, Sweden had Finland.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I knew.
So he's probably from that part of Sweden.
Yeah.
Once word got back to King Carl XI,
he was happy.
He wanted to find out if there was cowardice or incompetence to blame for losing 1/10 of his navy and what was in was definitely an avoidable disaster.
Det var ju verkligen inte feghet. Det var ju inkompetens om något.
I think he was thinking, why weren't y'all with them? If we're supposed to do a line.
Alltså de andra, jaha, det var feghet på det sättet. Ja, ja, ja.
He's like, y'all were retreating or were you? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And they weren't, but really, everybody was supposed to go to this point and then make the move.
Vad spelar det för roll? Om de andra hade hakat på så hade ju fortfarande skeppet exploderat. Det hade ju fortfarande varit samma slagsida om alla hade svängt när han svängde.
No.
Alltså om de hade hakat på honom.
He was the one who changed the rules.
Yeah, men om alla, vi säger att alla hade hakat på.
Oh, and everybody just, I think that's what Sword did. Oh, yeah, okay.
Right, yeah.
And now, they're gone.
Då hade 10/10 av flottan varit borta.
And with the Sword going down, that raised the death toll of Swedes to 1500.
Yeah, around 1500. Herregud.
Jeez. So the king wrote that some of our naval officers behaved so cowardly and carelessly that they put the security, welfare, and defense of the kingdom in the highest danger. And he demanded that such a great crime should be severely punished.
Uh-huh.
So he's trying to find somebody to blame for this. Uh-huh. And they started an investigation. And the investigation went up from June until October of 1676. And no one was held individually.
Nej, vi gjorde det tillsammans. Svenskarna.
It's since been determined that the ship was just unstable.
Yep.
And then maneuvering such a large ship in that manner is why it tipped over.
Mm-hmm.
And the tipping was made more dangerous with the gun doors open.
Yeah.
And that allowed it to take on water so fast. And miscommunication was a major factor as well. Someone on Cronin tried to make a sudden U-turn, but we'll never be sure who made that decision. The other ships had begun to head back to join the line while Cronin went to steal position. So that was the error that cost so many lives.
That's pretty good.
Cronin was valued at 326,000 dollars silver mint at that time. And
so det är lätt 3 miljarder över det.
Almost, yeah. 2.53 billion.
Yeah.
Crowns today.
Crazy.
So it's estimated that half of the value was in the cannons.
Yeah.
And Sweden already had experience retrieving cannons because of Vasa.
Yes.
So the king was like,
get the cannons.
Hey, man, y'all go get that money, man. y'all cost me so much fucking money. You noble assholes.
Men danskarna är där. Jag sa inte hur ni skulle göra. Jag sa bara att ni skulle göra.
Go get my money. They retrieved 60 cannons over the next 15 years.
Ja, det är hälften.
Yeah.
Det är bra.
In 1980, the wreck was discovered by a shipwreck search team.
Okay.
And they've dived down there every year since 1980 and retrieved over 30,000 items.
Wow.
From Kronan.
Wow. Det lär ju bara legat utspritt över hela botten typ.
Of the ocean, yeah.
Yeah.
There's a museum in Kalmar dedicated to Kronan.
Ja, det är det. Jag tänkte så här, varför har inte de ett museum? Men de har ett museum.
Yeah, it's just not in Stockholm, so.
Yeah, so I never heard of it. Jag är en Stockholmskille, ja. Det är bara museer som är här innanför tullarna.
So, I kind of want to go to that museum.
Yeah.
And learn more about this fascinating story, but that is all I have for that story now. That
okay.
is the story of Kronan.
Tack för historien och frågan är när åker vi?
Let's do it.
I gotta see Kronan.
We can make put some gigs together too, just to make it a work trip.
Awesome. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Man. Anybody in Kalmar, we like Airbnbs.
Yeah.
So let us know if we can stay at your house.
Fy fan, vad kul. Gud, vilken rolig historia.
Yeah,
underbart. Jävla svenska båtar. Jag såg precis dokumentären om Estonia också, så historien upprepar sig hela tiden. Fast det kanske är en tekniskt mer Estlands.
Do you know how I found out about the Estonia tragedy?
No.
I did a reaction video of Då går jag ner i min källare.
Mm-hmm.
Pierre Isaksson.
Okej. Okay.
And he died on that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Huh.
And he, it was another musician that was booked on there that couldn't make it. And he took his place.
Ah. Shit.
And he had something in the bottom, in the cellar of the, so he was going down. No, I'm just kidding. but yeah, that's how I learned about that. And then I started reading. I got sidetracked. I do my little research for the reactions.
Yeah.
And I was like, Estonia, crazy. What the? I was like, what the fuck is that? And then I looked at it. I was like, what? It's the same amount of people died.
Yeah. Shit. Ja, det var samma. Ja, jag tänkte på det. Jag vill inte störa historien med jävla Estonia, men det var ungefär exakt samma.
That's crazy, man.
Men det finns på HBO, Estonia.
Okay,
dokumentär.
I'm gonna check
it out. Ja, bra.
Well, that was the Corona. Thank y'all so much for checking it out. Don't forget to check out our other projects. I got some other podcasts you can check out. Mm. Eric's got another podcast that he does as well.
Yeah, I do.
Holodin.
Yeah.
And just look out for us. We'll be around. And don't forget, I'll be at Improv. And,
yeah, tomorrow, I think, when när det här kommer ut.
Oh, yeah.
Imorgon, tror jag. 3 februari. Jag tror det kan vara så. Då kommer du
so
som gäst.
So definitely come out and... laugh with us. It's going to be a fun time.
Yes.
Always fun when I work with y'all.
So. Oh, yeah. Detsamma.
It's going to be good.
Biljetter på presensipro.se.
See y'all soon. It's been Jonathan Rollins.
Och Erik Broström.
Teaching you Sweden. Peace.
Fredes.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey, folks, it's Mark Maron from WTF. I've been talking to all kinds of famous people in my garage since 2009, including a sitting president. You know, I don't imagine you were flying in here on the chopper thinking like, you know, I am nervous about Mark.
No, I wasn't.
Okay, well, that's good.
That would be a problem.
It would be a problem.
If the president was feeling stressed about...
coming to my garage.
Coming to your garage.
And now there's even more WTF when you subscribe to the full Marin to get weekly bonus content and all WTF episodes ad-free. Listen to WTF wherever you get podcasts and subscribe to the full Marin at go.acast.com/WTF.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.